أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فما لهم لا يؤمنون. In the previous ayats we read very clearly that how man is going stage by stage towards Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And if we become more conscious and aware of that, then every stage, and as Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi explained, the six stages that man's life goes through. And the life of a person is not this worldly life really, but it is his ruh. And from the time that Allah has created it, how it is going through all the various stages, tabaqan an tabaq, he is ascending all stairs all the time, he is going stage by stage towards Allah Ta'ala. And after Allah has made everything so clear and manifest, Allah Ta'ala says it is very surprising that these people then, why don't they bring Iman? فَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ پھر کیا ہوا ہے ان کو جو یقین نہیں لاتے. What has happened to them then? That they do not have this yaqeen. To have Iman, Iman is not just to know. To know is one thing. And many non-Muslims also, they know a lot about Islam, but by that they don't become Muslims. It is that a person, manna, he accepts it from his heart that he believes. And Allah Ta'ala here expresses astonishment that how is it that these people don't believe after this very, very clear signs have come to them. Allah has given every person naturally, it is within him. When we were still in our state of our arwah, alame arwah, and Allah presented himself in front of all of us and asked us, Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb, am I not your creator, nourisher, sustainer? And everyone said, bala, definitely. Now, yeah, in this world, just because this little outward glitter, glamour, temptations have come, and outward sources of earning our livelihood, now we think we are self-sufficient, and we are doing everything for ourselves. Allah says, it's very strange that you don't bring. So the natural instinct in every human being is that he should believe in Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala blessed us with our intelligence also. And this intelligence really is intelligence that a person who uses it to recognize his creator, to recognize his benefactor, and who is the one who has created him, who is the one who nourishes and sustains him. And this also, in this very ayat it is included that it is strange that men don't believe in Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala, if we just think little, who made us? Our mothers, fathers didn't make us. We are not from any monkey or anything. And in the small factory of the womb of the mother, if a person just ponders on that how he was made. If we can't think for ourselves, when we are having our children now, imagine that how are those children made. So Allah Ta'ala says, it is very strange that we don't believe. Natural instinct of human being was that he should have believed in Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah gave the faculty of intelligence, the brain, by which a person could understand. Then Allah Ta'ala has made, as so many ayats of the Quran, recently we have read the whole Quran Sharif, we just open our eyes and it is just natural that you should see Allah Ta'ala. You close your eyes and you should be seeing Allah Ta'ala. Yet you don't believe. Allah Ta'ala says it's a thing of great astonishment that still you don't believe. And at the same time, we must also be aware that there are so many efforts that are made to take us away from Iman. One of the messages that are going around now, that of Egypt, when they colonized Egypt, and the person that they had appointed, and he had made it clear at various points, seven different points, that how they will overtake and overcome the Muslims, and they will leave them in Muslims only by name, and they would have made them agnostics, they would have made us atheists. That just by name we believe, or just by name we come here in the masjid, we make namaz, but the actual belief in the heart, that yaqeen, that akhirat is there, that Allah is the absolute truth, Allah alone is the doer of everything, life of the qabr, life of jannat and life of jahannam, life on the day, life of the day of qiyamah, and what are the things that we are going to go through. Each one of us should see how much have we got yaqeen on that and how much on our material things. So this, and the same, no difference with India also. When they colonized India also, the object was not just material and dunya's gains, but they have made it very clear, and these things are all open, in the open now, that all they wanted to do is, if they could, to make us Christians. And if they could not, then not leave us as Muslims either. That we just remain Muslims by name, or at the most by dressing our outward appearance. But the heart, there is no yaqeen. Just outwardly, we will carry on with all our things which are in place. We will have our madrasas, we will have our maktabs, we will have everything. But that yaqeen inside, that is the thing they have vowed, that it is impossible for them to tolerate an Islamic government. And Muslims must never ever think, according to them, that they can establish an Islamic government, that is the Khilafat. That is what they have in their mind. But Allah's plans are above that. And there are how many millions of people today who have got this true yaqeen also. But the important thing is for us to see whether we have got that yaqeen in our hearts. Otherwise, Allah says this is a thing not now with the British or with America or with anyone else, but this was the thing right all along, that the people did not have that iman. And so Allah Ta'ala says He has made everything available for us, that we have that full yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala, and we have to work towards that way. Whether whichever system it is, the maktab system initially is to bring this yaqeen in the heart, not just to know certain facts, or not just to know the Quran Sharif, though that is a great thing, just the reading of the Quran also builds this yaqeen within a person. But we should see again, how much do we read Quran Sharif? And with what jazba do we read Quran Sharif? Otherwise, just the recitation of the Quran will build that yaqeen. Sitting in the company of the righteous and pious, those who have that yaqeen, it will wash off onto us also. Then whether it is our tabligh jamaat, whether it is the khanqas, darul ulums, all these things are really to build that yaqeen in the first place. So Allah Ta'ala says that after all the clear signs, how is it that still people don't bring iman? That is having that yaqeen, that conviction of 100% truth. Like a person has sees fire, he knows in his heart it's going to burn. And we know the effects of fire. Like that we must have that yaqeen of the system of Allah which is working now, right now with us, which we cannot see. We see our system, but Allah's system is working. Malakul Maut will come is a reality. We will go in our qabrs, there will be life there. That's a reality. The day of Qiyamah is a reality. Everything that yaqeen, may Allah bless us with. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala expresses astonishment that how is it that we still don't bring iman when we have got the natural instinct, when we have got intellect, intelligence, when Allah has revealed Quran and expressed all this so clearly, then we should have the firm conviction. May Allah bless us with it and leave this world with the true iman. That is the most important thing, that when we leave this world, we go with that iman. Wa akhiru.